nice.
Yes, he is simple, isn't he? Said Angua. That's what I first noticed about him. He's simple, and everything else here is complicated.
He was making sheep's eyes at you earlier, said Gaspode. Not that I've got anything against sheep's eyes, mind you, if they're fresh.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, but at least I stay the same shape all month. No offence meant.
You're asking for a bite.
Oh, yeah, moaned Gaspode. Yeah, you'll bite me. Oh, yes, that'll really worry me, that will. I mean, think about it. I've got so many dog diseases, I'm only alive because the little buggers are too busy fighting among themselves. I mean, I've even got licky end. And you only get that if you're a pregnant sheep. Go on, bite me. Change me life. Every time there's a full moon, suddenly I grow hair and yellow teeth and have to go around on all fours. Yes, I can see that making a big difference to my ongoing situation. Actually, he said, I'm definitely on a losing streak in the air department, so maybe a, you know, not the old bite, maybe just a nibble. Shut up.
At least you've got a lady friend, Carrot had said, as if there was something on his mind.
A quick lick, even.
Shut up!
This unrest is all Vetinari's fault, said the Duke of Earl. The man has no style, so now, of course, we have a city where grocers have as much influence as barons. He even let the plumbers form a guild. That's against nature, in my humble opinion.
It wouldn't be so bad if he set some kind of social example, said Lady Omnius.
Or even governed, said Lady Salachi. People seem to be able to get away with anything.
I admit that the old kings were not necessarily our kind of people towards the end, said the Duke of Earl. But at least they stood for something, in my humble opinion. We had a decent city in those days. People were more respectful and knew their place. People put in a decent day's work. They didn't laze around all the time, and we certainly didn't open the gates to whatever riff-raff was capable of walking through. And, of course, we also had law. Isn't that so, Captain?
Captain Samuel Vimes stared glassily at a point somewhere to the left and just above the speaker's left ear. Cigar smoke hung almost motionless in the air. Vimes was dimly aware that he'd spent several hours eating too much food in the company of people he didn't like. He longed for the smell of damp streets and the feel of the cobbles under his cardboard soles. A tray of post-prandial drinks was orbiting the table, but Vimes hadn't touched it because it upset Sybil. And she tried not to show it, and that upset him even more. The bear huggers had worn off. He hated being sober. It meant he started to think. One of the thoughts jostling for space was that there was no such thing as a humble opinion. He hadn't had much experience with the rich and powerful. Coppers didn't, as a rule. It wasn't that they were less prone to commit crimes. It was just that the crimes they committed tended to be so far above the normal level of criminality that they were beyond the reach of men with bad boots and rusting mail. Owning 100 slum properties wasn't a crime, although living in one was, almost. Being an assassin, the guild never actually said so, but an important qualification was being the son or daughter of a gentleman, wasn't a crime. If you had enough money, you could hardly commit crimes at all. You just perpetrated amusing little peccadilloes.
And now everywhere you look, it's uppity dwarfs and trolls and rude people, said Lady Salachi. There's more dwarfs in Ankh-Morpork now than there are in any of their own cities, or whatever they call their holes.
What do you think, Captain?
Said the Duke of Earl. Captain Vimes picked up a grape and started turning it over and over in his fingers.
The current ethnic problem?
Are we having one?
Well, yes, look at Quarry Lane. There's fighting there every night.
And they have absolutely no concept of religion.
Vimes examined the grape minutely. What he wanted to say was, of course they fight. They're trolls. Of course they bash one another with clubs. Trollish is basically body language, and, well, they like to shout. In fact, the only one who ever gives anyone any real trouble is that bastard Chryso-praise. And that's only because he apes humans and is a quick learner. As for religion, troll gods were hitting one another with clubs 10,000 years before we'd even stopped.